Last night, an estimated 1 billion people watched the ABC telecast of the 66th Annual Academy Awards. TV critic David Bianculli was one of them.
Let's start right off with the big story of the night. Bigger than Steven Spielberg finally getting his Oscar, bigger than Tom Hanks making an emotional speech about gay tolerance and AIDS. I'm referring, of course, to this question. Just how awful was Whoopi Goldberg? It was her first year hosting the Oscars, and probably her last. I tried keeping track of her five funniest lines, but when the show was over more than 3 hours later, I only had three. And none of them made me laugh as hard as the acceptance speech by a sound effects editor, who thanked his family, quote, for knowing that I'm not usually this wooden, unquote. When your Oscar host isn't as funny as a sound effects technician, something, or someone, is wrong. One of the things we watch the Oscars for year after year is to catch our stars with their scripts down. We want to see emotion. Unfortunately, all the award shows these days are so worried about running overtime, they push winners to and from the podium as fast as possible. But when the biggest categories of the night came up, things finally slowed down. Like when Tom Hanks won Best Actor for Philadelphia, the story of a lawyer with AIDS fighting against the discrimination of his peers.
I know that my work in this case is magnified by the fact that the streets of heaven are too crowded with angels. We know their names. They number 1,000 for each one of the red ribbons that we wear here tonight. They finally rest in the warm embrace of the gracious creator of us all, a healing embrace that cools their fevers, that clears their skin, and allows their eyes to see the simple, self-evident, common sense truth that is made manifest by the benevolent creator of us all, and was written down on paper by wise men, tolerant men, in the city of Philadelphia 200 years ago. God bless you all. God have mercy on us all, and God bless America.
That was a good, strong Oscar moment. Then came Whoopi.
As I'm standing here and I'm looking at all of you and I listen to Tom, I just got to tell you, I'm really glad we do what we do, man. We are amazing.
Not always. You know? At least Whoopi didn't say anything embarrassing after Spielberg's first acceptance speech, as best director for Schindler's List. He was allowed to talk a lot longer than 30 seconds, and viewers got a lot more drama as a result, all the way to the end of his speech.
And my mom, who's here, who is my lucky charm, whom I love very, very much. And to the 6 million who can't be watching this among the 1 billion watching this telecast tonight. Thank you.
I liked Neil Young's performance as much as I hated the one by Dolly Parton and James Ingram, which was a lot. But even with Young and Bruce Springsteen performing, and loads of glitzy stars presenting, and Paul Newman and Tom Cruise hugging, last night's Oscars were a big bore until those final speeches. And Billy Crystal, by not showing up this year, showed just how good a host he was last year, and the year before that, and the year before that. Look for him, or someone else, in 1995.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.